excited to see to all of your healthcare needs. Thank you for 4 years of growth and success at Toledo Health.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning. I want to remind you that Brenda Willis is a nurse practitioner located across from Whataburger in Leesville. And in addition to great medical service, ready to get rid of some of those pounds, get on a weight program, come in for an evaluation and counseling, and get set up on the injections. They'll mail them directly to you. Get your life back in shape. That's Brenda Willis. Go to Facebook and check her out. Or Instagram, Brenda Willis, FNP. Brand new movies playing at Parkway Cinema, Monkey Man, The First Omen, Godzilla vs. Kong. Go to Katie Cinema, find out more. Got our open line program coming up in a moment, but first I'd like to express my sympathy and condolences to the Maggio family. Just about anybody in Natchitoches Parish, and quite frankly Louisiana, knew Nita and Buddy Maggio. They had been married 73 years, and Buddy and his brother John worked for the telephone company and started a company called Maggio's. And Maggio's provided great service to the community and put three kids through college for a lot of years. Anybody that knew Buddy and Nita knew you never saw one without the other. Three things were important to them: family, faith, and community. Sadly, Nita got sick, in bad health, a year or so ago, and Buddy went out to the facility that she was at every day and stayed all day with her. And just 3 weeks and one day ago, Nita passed away. Sad for the entire family. And then without even time to grieve, his brother, Buddy's brother, John, passed away at 91. And this week, Buddy passed away from a broken heart. Never been without Nita. I can only imagine the celebration in heaven of Buddy and Nita and John together. I ask that you keep in prayers Chris, Henry, and Mary, the children of Buddy and Nita Maggio. What amazing service to everyone. They will be greatly missed, the Maggio family. I ask you to keep them in your prayers. But this morning, live from Baton Rouge and the legislative session, is Chuck Owen, State Representative. Chuck, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted. I'm glad I'm not on camera because you can see water in my eyes, what you just told. That's a heart-wrenching story.
Well, you know, I had a similar situation. My dad died, and 4 days later, my mom, totally unrelated, no health problems, died as well. And you just need a grieving period. And anybody that knew Chris Maggio, he served as president of Northwestern for a period of time, his brothers and sisters. I visited with Buddy and Nita at every ball game. They were just great people to be around. And every Sunday, she prepared lunch for the entire family. Very close-knit, and you could not have better kids, but you could not have better parents. What a testament for life and how precious life really is.
It is, and as I heard someone say one time, you can't you can't fake good kids. And good kids don't usually come around on accident. So I know Chris well, and I never met his parents, but I certainly knew a lot about them. And it's just it's a sad day, but this, you know, it says a lot that that words are said about them, like you're saying today. And that's I know that's just the beginning of it. So, Chris, if you're listening, my prayers are with you, and my heart aches.
Well, 73 years together, I'm excited to be back together again. Let me ask you a question. It appears to me this legislative session has got off to a lot faster start than most legislative sessions. Am I just guessing that, or is that correct?
You're exactly right for the House of Representatives. I don't really know what they're doing in the Senate because I haven't had time to look up. I can tell you that Speaker Philip DeVilliers and Speaker Pro Tem Mike Johnson have us on a significant work schedule. It is what I had expected 4 years ago. The last 4 years under the previous henchman, we just kind of were sleepwalking. And we would sleepwalk for weeks on end, and all of a sudden we'd start sprinting at the end. And we've come out at a fast pace. We are reviewing legislation. We are working, having committees every day of the week. It is important that we do this to give ourselves time on the other end. So, yes, we're working very fast. We're working very thoroughly and very fairly, too. So I'm not unhappy. I'm very thankful, actually.
By the way,
don't pay me to work.
I'm not bashful at all in criticizing. I wanted to tell you about a couple of calls I got yesterday. One call said, you know, what we need in Baton Rouge is more Chuck Owens. And what a great job he's doing. I thought I'd pass that compliment along to you because I hear that quite often here. With that said, tell me about the bills you've introduced, where they're at, what's the success rate?
Excuse me. I am carrying a number of bills that have raised some attention and some ire, and I'm okay with that. One of my bills that I'm running is a significant reformation of the Office of Motor Vehicle Bills. The new guy in the OMV came from the private sector, not worked in government before. The governor hired him, and he came in, and he has done a business process analysis there and looked at some of the cruel laws we have in place, Ted. We have $470 million of the outstanding fines that the OMV thinks they're going to get back from citizens because legislators like me 10 or 20 years ago passed laws that pushed these fines out of OMV into the Department of Revenue, and then they start doubling and tripling and quadrupling. And there are people walking around our streets with $20,000 and $30,000 bills to the OMV that originated with like a $1,000 fine. So the OMV bill is going to basically, we're going to push the ability back to negotiate those debts down to the OMV where these people can actually have a place where they can pay their fines and get their license back and get insured. This is going to be tectonic, Ted, and I am. And that was kind of a poem.
So who's opposing this?
Nobody opposed it. I got 104 votes for this in the House. The one that I have had some eye raising with is a reform bill for schools. And what it does is that it removes about 17 or 18 things that legislators over time have required the teachers to do in terms of teaching in class and training that teachers take.
I saw this bill, Chuck.
Yeah.
This looks like one of the best bills I've ever seen. It actually, contrary to what people sometimes think, it actually lets teachers teach.
It does. It absolutely does. That's what Governor Landry says he wants to do, is to free up their time so they can work on math, science, English, social studies. And what it does is that we took all these things well-meaning people like me and some of my colleagues have passed over that said, we need to teach about shaken baby syndrome. We need to teach about organ donation. We need to take about eating disorders. And we've put these on one piece of wood at a time. And, you know, you can walk around with one piece of wood in your hand. But if you start, if I give you two or three or four, you're going to start struggling. And there's dozens of these things. And they cumulatively add up to a big problem for our teachers. And so we're sending them all back to BESSE. And we're going to let the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education determine what is educational and the frequency of these things. They'll have the right to get rid of some of them. I expect they'll keep a lot of the good ones that are health-related, but they're going to get back to the place where we give our teachers time to teach them.
And we got a Bessie board now that's into education, not into woke movement, which is a great advance.
We do. We do. We have elected some really good people. We already had a good one in our part of the state where we live, a guy named Michael Mellorine. He left and went to the House, but his wife replaced him, and she's a dynamite young conservative. Lance Harris is in Bessie now, and his voice is so strong, and his background is so important. And so we have a good Bessie. The governor has appointed three people. All of the previous administration's group have gone on to other things, and I wish them well, but I'm glad we are where we are. So, look, I'm very hopeful for that. I have had a number of other bills that are rolling, Ted. I had a long debate the other night about license reform. You and I have talked about this a lot.
Yeah.
About opening the doors in the state of Louisiana to let people who are skilled and have licenses come here and go to work and not have some board in Baton Rouge harass them. So got some significant pushback on that, but I think we're going to get that across the line. I got it out of the House the other day, I think, with 80-something votes. And I'm hopeful that this will open the door where people will start coming back to Leesville.
Wow.
I mean, to Louisiana. Oh, Leesville, of course, but I mean Louisiana in general.
Chuck Owens is with us this morning, state representative. We got a lot to talk about. Session's going on right now, and a lot of good things happening in it. We'll see what happens at the end of the session. Bass Heating and Cooling. These are people that will come out and check out your air conditioning and heating system, and you probably need to get that done now with the spring coming up. Do you have enough Freon? Does it need a cleaning? Does it need some repairs? You can't know for sure unless you call up Bass Heating and Cooling. Call them up for hometown-friendly service. Go online and check them out on Facebook or at bassheatingandcooling.com. Call today at 318-554-9884. Don't forget to mention you heard it on the radio. Get an additional 10% discount.
My name is Maria Garrett. I am graduating with a master's in art. I learned about Northwestern State through an internet search. I was looking for a university that would help me with my goals in obtaining my master's degree. The fact that I can do studio art and have an art master's degree, but also attend online while also working full-time was phenomenal for me. And as always, Forkham Demons.
When it comes to home decor and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store. Come see the fabulous assortment of seasonal artificial flowers and decorating accessories at Nichols. Want to update the look of a room? Add some pillows, change a lamp, get a new wall hanging. There's so many simple things you can do, and Nichols is pleased to offer a variety of looks and styles. So many, in fact, that you're bound to find one that suits you. For all your home decor and accessories, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Four locations, Manny, Leesville, Winfield, and Coushatta.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Your favorite Leesville pawn shop owners are retiring. That's right. Tanya and James with Star Pawn Grunt and Archery are packing up their bags and heading home. To celebrate their retirement, they're having a massive sale with plenty of items 10 to 50% off. You can stop by today at 1074 Entrance Road in Leesville, or you can call 337-537-1756. You can also throw in your bid at bonnetauctions.com to see a vast array of guns for auction now. Retirement sale at Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Hey, welcome back. Want to remind you that Nichols has everything you need and everything you want for the entire family. Stop by a store close to you, Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. The more family, They make sure the merchandise is what you want and unique for you. With me this morning, State Representative Chuck Owens. And Chuck, you had a bill, I understand it got into some trouble yesterday, that essentially said if someone files an ethics violation claim against you, you get to eventually find out who that is. I know of that firsthand because an ethics violation filed against me. I spent, it seems like, a month doing paperwork, ridiculous stuff, never found out who filed it, and you lost that?
I did. And I actually, as far as you going that, I excluded public officials on that because we're kind of fair game. But what my bill said was like a Ted Dumas, maybe. Or this, there are people that drive in from the Capitol all over the state to testify. And some of them present themselves as an individual. Some of them identify themselves as a lobbyist representing things. And some of them have their own organizations. Well, there's a lady from Ruston who comes down all the time to talk about health freedom. And she's not a lobbyist. She pays her own way down, but she has an organization that she manages. And 2 years ago, they crushed her for about a year with ethics violations. She spent well over $10,000, she told me, in legal fees to clear her name. And she did nothing wrong, and the government twisted her ear for a year. And when it's over, it's just like, okay, goodbye.
So who really fought you on this?
All the Democrats on the committee fought me. There were a couple of Republicans who I don't know it may have been my fault. I didn't communicate what I was trying to do. I'm usually not that unclear. I know I'm loud and fast, but I'm usually pretty clear on these things. But a couple of Republicans had it, and some guys were missing. So it just, look, you can't sick the government on people, because that's when that's when people get frightened and they stop coming out in public. And look, that's what the left wants to do in this country, Ted. The left is weaponizing the organs of government against free people. And I mean free people on the left or free people on the right. The American left is wicked, and they are weaponizing government against us. And I'm trying to carve a little bit out in Louisiana, and I didn't get anywhere yesterday. But I'm not going to quit, I can promise you.
Do we need a Constitution Convention?
You know, I do. I do think we do. I have not honestly drilled down into the mechanics of what's been offered. I know that our Constitution needs reforming, because there's no reason we should have amended it almost 300 times in 50 years. The U.S. Constitution has only been amended 26 times in 250 years. What we have is broken. I don't know. I've never heard one citizen say, Chuck, thank you for putting those constitutional amendments on the ballot in the fall. That was really great. Thanks. Everyone gets mad about that. We need to reform the way we do that. We need, and a part of that too, Ted, is the way we reform our finances in Louisiana. Because when there's a budget deficit, the only things we can ever touch, are higher education and hospitals. Everything else, once it goes into the budget, it is constitutionally shielded, and then we go back and we bleed off Northwestern and Tech and LSUS and hospitals. When we have a problem, we need to have a holistic approach to the way we manage money. And yes, we need a constitutional convention.
It looks to me like this is the perfect time for a constitutional convention, because we've got a very conservative legislator session, and or very conservative legislation, and we've got a conservative governor, and they're the people that's going to be primarily rewriting a constitution. I would have been totally against it during the John Bell, but right now we could have a constitution that actually benefits the people.
I think we can, and I think Governor Landry's focus is on the average Louisianian. He wants Louisiana to be better. He wants all of us to stay here. He wants our children to stay here, and he wants new people to come in. And he doesn't want to harass people with it, with high taxes and bad policy. So this is a chance to reform government, and I am for it. It'll cost more time to stay in Baton Rouge, and people will complain about you're keeping the legislature down there longer than you need to. But, Ted, what I say all the time is what we've done for the entirety of our life has not worked in Louisiana. It has not worked. We have good food. Our sports teams win sometimes, and we're happy. But that's about as far as it goes.
So here's my question. What's the budget going to end up looking like total-wise?
Honestly, I have not toned into that very much at all. I am sitting on appropriations, so I am seeing each department come through and talk about what they need, and we're about to get into the point of, of adjusting that or modifying that. The capital outlay requests are being reviewed right now. It is my hopes that we will spend our money. I'm going to vote for things that spend our money on things that are infrastructure and of the good for the public.
At the end of the day, we're going to see any real meaningful insurance changes?
I absolutely think we are. Now, how long it takes to turn this battleship is another story. But Commissioner Temple was elected to run this thing. Governor Landry was elected to be the governor. And we've got a bunch of conservatives in there. And we are moving in the direction of insurance, I would say complete reformation. Because, again, what we've been doing has not worked. We are bleeding to death with our insurance payments. And so we've got a lot of things that are going to, I think, cumulatively work together to make things better.
Our guest this morning is State Representative Chuck Owens, one of the good guys in Baton Rouge. Be back in a moment. I got a military question for him when we come back. Northwestern State University's Office of Electronic and Continuing Education will offer a Pick Up Your Brush Painting class April the 11th and April the 25th from 5:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. on the second floor of South Hall. The fee is $45 for each separate session. Northwestern State University.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
The residents at Manny Healthcare and Rehab Center like to have fun and remain active. Stephanie Holden, our activity director, organizes a variety of fun events and opportunities to make our residents smile. From community barbecues, weekly bingos, and parties for holidays, our activities help to make us your local leader in nursing and rehabilitation services. Come visit us at 120 Natchitoches Highway in Manny, Louisiana to see for yourself. Or call Stephanie Holden at 318-256-9233 to join in some of our fun holiday activities.
A reminder from Tax Solutions at Glendine Tax Service. 3 out of 4 taxpayers get a refund, but if you file a paper return or have any errors, your return normally will be delayed. Bring us your W-2s, file electronic. This also applies to earned income credit. There is no extra charge for this service. Don't let the IRS keep your money. Get it today. Tax Solutions at Glendine Insurance. DeRidder, DeQuincy, and Oakdale. Call 337-463-2000. That number again, 337-463-2000.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the Wonders of Lumberock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
One of the easiest things to put off is to get your eye exam. One of the most important things you can do is to get that eye exam. If it's time, go to Louisiana Eye and Laser Center in Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, and Alexandria. 14 locations in all. 318-487-2020, laeyeandlaser.com. State Representative Chuck Owens, our guest this morning. Chuck, how many years you serve in the military?
20 years on the nose.
So I got a question for you. As a great American veteran and a great American, I saw recently, well, first let me go back a year and a half or so ago, I had this really nice couple in Fort Polk, Louisiana. I think it's Fort Johnson now, still Fort Polk to me. call me up. They were kicking the husband out of the military because he refused to take the vaccination. We got Cassidy involved. We got everybody involved. At the end of the day, he got kicked out. Now, see, the military's begging for retirees to come back in the military. Do we need to get government out of the military and let them do what they do really good, defend America?
Well, you know, the government has to pay for the military, so it has we have to have civilian oversight. But you're right. They need to stay out of politics. And the goons on the left will say that they thought it was a readiness thing to make them have to take those shots. And it was not. It was political. What they ought to do now, Ted, what they ought to do is that if they kicked anybody out, they need to bring them back with back pay and promotions and everything. That's what they need to do. If they kick somebody out, they need to bring them back with back pay and promotions and everything else and admit they were wrong. That's the thing government doesn't do. It doesn't admit when it's wrong.
Well, let me ask you one other question. If you don't want to answer it, that's up to you. I saw University of Texas just fired everybody in a diversity program, got rid of it altogether. Do they not need to do the same thing in the military to now get people back that want to protect America, not get into diversity?
Look, everyone needs to be treated the same way under the law. That's what our goal is, isn't it? Everyone needs to be treated the same under the law. And if you're doing anything other than that, then you're wrong. If you're discriminating against anyone for any reason, you are wrong. If you are advancing someone ahead for anything other than their achievements, you're wrong. So that's what Texas wanted to do. Good for them. So, and the military ought to, look, it should be a meritocracy. No, I mean, it's a meritocracy. It should be based on how well you perform and what you do. So
how much longer is left in this session?
Well, it officially ends on June 3rd. There's talk of it continuing on into July with the Constitutional Convention.
You think we're going to get most of the things that conservative and Louisiana citizens want done?
I think so. We had a little bit of a setback yesterday on a vaccine thing, but I think we can recover. But I do think we're going to get nearly everything we want because we have a conservative governor who cares about getting Louisiana right, yes.
And governor in Louisiana has a lot of power, does he not?
He does. I think too much power. But, you know, a wise person can exercise power wisely. And I think that's what Governor Landry's going to do. The last guy was brutal and he was tyrannical.
You know, Chuck, you and I agree on just about everything. But one thing we probably don't agree on, I've always said the best form of government is a dictatorship. It's just so damn hard to find a good dictator.
That's funny. You know, God knows that has never worked anywhere. And, you know, we are a people who empower the government as individuals. And that's what we need to think of every day.
Chuck, I always feel better after a visit with you. Thanks so much for sharing your time with us this morning. Keep up the great job you're doing.
Thanks. Thank you. God bless you.
When are you coming back?